May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.
Howdy, howdy. This is the Cosmic Cowboy with Cosmic Love for September 11th, 2021. And today on the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 inside job, I'll be summing up the American crisis with two recent compendiums linked in the show notes. And I'll be interviewing longtime friend and prepper expert Dennis Korn of PrepareDirect.com, who has a special offer for show listeners who want to prepare for what's coming. We'll be discussing that and much more. So if you want to keep up with the lowdown and wise up for the takedown of the big lie with the whole truth that is censored by the lamestream media, stay tuned. But first, a cosmic weather report. Some of us are sensitive to barometric shifts in the weather, like before a storm blows in, and others are sensitive to psychometric shifts in the quantum weather of the cosmic astrological energy field. And right now, the good news is that we have a lot of geometric aspects going on in the heavens, amazing geometric aspects, on this day of 9/11. Just happens to be the day that my Cosmic Love show falls on. So I thought I would reference some of the very unique factors that hopefully will be represented in what we talk about today with the geometry of divinity or geometric ordered divinity, hopefully to inspire some cosmic love on the subject matter of what's going on in the world and what's coming and how we can prepare. So today, what's going on? You know, the sun is in Virgo. It's in Virgo. It's an earth sign. It's opposition Neptune in Pisces. Very unique astrology. I could spend a whole show unpacking what's going on with the astrology, with the geometric aspects in the heavens right now. But I'm just going to reference some of it, and some of you who are into astrology will be kind of amazed about the mystic rectangle that's going on with Mars opposition. That's Mars opposition Neptune, actually. And the moon in Scorpio, it's opposition Uranus. Anyway, that forms what's called a mystic rectangle. What else is going on? Well, there's a kite pattern, which is and this has got a Mars focus. So Mars is kind of aspected pretty strong throughout some of this geometric aspects in the heavens right now. And I'm referencing this for kind of a cosmic perspective because, as I've talked about in previous shows, we're coming into the Aquarian Age, which is sometimes referred to as the quantum age and the energy fields within fields. There's a method to the madness. There's the order of the universe. And as above, so below, the kingdom of heaven is within us. And there is a geometry to all this. So there's this amazing combination of what's called a kite pattern that's got a grand trine in it, an earth trine with Pluto, Mars, and Uranus. And focus that again is Mars, and there's a kite pattern with the reaction from Mars being in Neptune. I know some of this is obtuse, and I'm not going to go into it any detail, but I just want to reference that there's two different kite patterns going on with a grand Earth trine in it, and there's a yod, a finger of God, sometimes called the fickle finger of fate, with Mercury the focus in Libra. That's going on. There's the core of a lot of this is, like I say, very earthy grounding of some far-out stuff with Pluto trine the sun, which is also trine Uranus, and a grand earth trine. And, again, these are not real common patterns. There's a talent triangle with the moon being sextile Uranus, and both of them moon trine Neptune, and both of them sextile Pluto. And a talent triangle that's got Mars, a trine Pluto, and both of them sextile the moon. So astrology in general, worldly astrology, you hear about the sun sign, the moon sign, what's going on with the sun and moon. Very rarely do you hear about these patterns. I'm referencing them today, taking it from the top, for some people who are want to have a little bit of an insight on the cosmic love coming through basically these cosmic energies with the planets and the different signs, and that there is a method to the madness, you might say, an order to the universe that affects our consciousness being world. So without further ado, I'm going to bring on Dennis. Dennis, are you there?
I'm here, listening to all the interesting things you just had to say. Don't understand them, but those who know does understand them, and that's another story.
Well, my intention is right off the bat to baffle everyone with a little bit of brilliance so that they're open to what you have to say.
That's right.
Well, Dennis, you and I go way back, 45 years ago or so, we both had health food stores.
Yeah.
And we began working with Whole Foods, and you had a journey with...
And that's not the Whole Foods company, that was Whole Foods, meaning...
Whole Foods, and I had a natural food store, you know, you had a health food store, natural food store.
Right, right.
And we both of us got into providing food reserves, you know, for people. You've been doing that full time pretty much with your business, Prepare Direct, and you provide all kinds of supplies for preppers, you know. You've got hundreds of products on your website, preparedirect.com?
Yeah, there's a lot of food. I'm very food oriented, because that's what I've done, like yourself, for so many years. But there are some other things. I'm even kind of updating some new products, water purifiers, radios, that sort of thing. The essential preparedness items. And so that's what I have there also.
Yeah, and we've been talking about, I called you back up, you know, to touch base again. Over the years, we've provided different food packages. And, of course, what we've both seen over the last 2 years is that the whole supply chain has been all disrupted. I mean, from ships stacked up for weeks, you know, off the coast of the Los Angeles port, you know, and the container ships, to whenever supplies show up, you know, like maybe a few containers full of blueberries or raspberries or whatever, it's like within days or if not, you know, weeks or days even, they just disappear. They're being bought up, and people are preparing on a very large scale, different individuals, organizations, groups, and it's very... The market right now is very unstable, you might say, or it's not steady as far as providing the opportunity for canned foods, and we're seeing almost no canned foods, suppliers. I mean, there are exceptions to the rule. So there's lowest common denominator, basically animal feed that you can buy in buckets. But as far as the high-grade stuff, organic stuff, or non-gluten stuff, or with or without meat options, most of it's going into packaged foods. I'm seeing, and we talked about this, that you got a finger on the pulse. You're working with these different suppliers, and you've been able to put together different options for people on your website. And we've done this before, and you, for our listeners, you're providing some options that we can, you know, provide a special offer, you know, for listeners. And I thought maybe today on 9/11, while there's kind of it's revisiting over the last 20 years, from 9/11 to COVID-19, you know, we've seen a progression of concerns that for many people, and of course, I'm an Eagle Scout. I'm looking at, you know, be prepared is kind of my motto. And you know, how to prepare? I don't visit this subject very often because I'd rather sell on hope and faith and you know, the charity of cosmic love and action rather than sell on fear. There's been times in the past when, you know, the preparedness part of myself comes to the fore, and I think this is a good time. There's a synchronicity, you know, on the show being on 9/11 today, where we can cuss and discuss what's going on with the world right now, a lot of people think it's going to hell. I think it's this is the darkness before the dawn, that it's turning, and this is the great initiation of collective consciousness worldwide, going from faithless fear to fearless faith, you know, and that the real virus that we're seeing is fear, and that the real cure is faith, you know, faith, you know, love and action, Holy Spirit, you know, the Great Awakening, some people are referring to, and that we're on the cusp of this Aquarian age of enlightenment and cosmic universal love, and that in the meantime, it's a good idea to be prepared so you don't have to prepare. You know, if it ever comes to the point where everyone would need to prepare with an imminent crisis, no one would be able to prepare because whatever's on the store shelves would disappear overnight, you know, in a different scenarios. And I've discussed this over the years with people that I've interviewed that are experts on the subject of everything from Planet X to solar corona ejectas that could knock out, you know, the electronic grids of the planet that basically throw us back into a dark age if all the computer chips blow out, or we won't be able to drive our cars or whatever, you know. So God forbid that happen. My philosophy is, and I know you've been a philosophy professor, or an associate professor at least, and you're a very philosophical guy, and I love your perspective on this, and we'll get into this more today. I like the idea of looking at this philosophically, you know, that what can happen, what portents are on, you know, on the future, and how they can be mitigated with, and this has been my mission, as I understand it, you know, to basically raise the standard of cosmic love in action, and basically this great awakening, to the extent that enough good people wake up, you know, soon enough, and spread the word so that there's a global mass awakening. It can mitigate whatever portents are coming, that the future is not etched in stone, whether it be a Planet X flyby, you know, or, you know, the pole shift portents. It could, you know, there's Planet X has flown by every 3,600 years historically, that it hasn't been too bad at times. And back at the time of Atlantis, it was a full-blown pole shift. And God forbid that it's going to be anything serious now. But again, it's not foreordained or etched in stone. And being philosophically correct, and I'm going to be asking for your perspective more on this, and we're going to go into it more during the show.
Right.
But I just thought I'd set the tone with taking it from the perspective of worst-case scenarios, best-case scenarios, and somewhere in between, you know, the family of mankind will manifest our destiny. So, have I overwhelmed you yet?
No, it's fine. I'm glad you did that as an introduction. There will be one thing I totally want to agree with you on, is that, and I just tell everybody I talk to, because I talk to people all over the country daily.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for so long, and I've just got a lot of folks I deal with, both individuals and small business and so forth. But what I want to definitely agree with you on is that fear is not what's happening. Faith rather than fear. And I tell people all the time, don't react out of fear. You know, use your critical thinking skills and evaluate and then make your decisions from a standpoint of you know, just the facts and not reacting from fear. So fear is not what's happening. The other thing I want to say, and I totally agree with you, I never have sold fear. I just don't do it. I think biblically there is all kinds of references to being prepared, because things happen.
Yeah.
That's the way life is. And so there's nothing strange about being prepared for all kinds of potential issues, whether it be, you know, acts of God, whether they be financial issues, just health issues. There could be all kinds of things that may happen that you need to be prepared for. And so there's nothing wrong with doing that, regardless of what somebody thinks the scenarios are that's happening. Yeah, it's pretty intense right now. There's no doubt about it. this is as significant a time as I've seen. And I started doing this in 1975. That's how far back I go, and I've kept my eyes open on it. And yeah, it's even more bizarre than Y2K was.
Oh yeah, and that was plenty bizarre right there.
Yeah, 9/11. Since it's interesting, this is your show. That was a kind of a turning point in the preparedness food industry, and a lot of good people came out of it. But there's been a lot of shysters in it, and I'll just say it because that's the way it is. So I do promote discernment, and when people make decisions, they really do need to evaluate what they're buying. And because, unfortunately, out of the preparedness industry, since 9/11, there has been some unscrupulous companies out there. But actually, there's still good ones.
Yeah.
Just what you said, just kind of a reaction to that.
And you from the beginning, have been into the idea of as much of the chemically free, organic, quality stuff as possible, that, again, sources being available as they are, it's almost like you have to configure on the fly with the changing supply situation. And, of course, I've had you look at that over the last, this last week. We talked about looking at what's available now in terms of, high-grade organic foods, different choices, non-gluten, with or without meat, different options, different choices, different packages that are available. And this has been, of course, my intention. But like I've said over the years, I've seen the same thing you have with different websites that will are providing the stuff that, I mean, if you read their material, you think it's the highest quality stuff on the planet. But if you read the fine print, that it's when I say lowest common denominator, it's pretty much cheap animal feed.
Well, exactly. And what I have said to you and to everybody I talk to, after about 9/11, once again, that's interesting that we should be doing it today. What basically happened is that many companies came into the marketplace. They were marketing companies. They were not
marketing
food
companies. Yep.
And that's what you're right. When you look at their website, you think it's the greatest stuff that ever was, and fancy photographs and all of that sort of thing. But you get right down to it, and you read the ingredient declaration, and oh my goodness, this is not food that most people would want to eat. There are some exceptions. I'm not saying every single company's that way. But so many of them, unfortunately, especially those that have a lot of marketing money and they have bought off many of the talk show hosts, and they have a lot of money for advertising on television and who knows where else they're advertising. And those companies seem to be the ones that, as I say, all I can tell people is read the ingredients. Yes, and from the beginning, I've always, even the whole preparedness marketplace, my whole thing has been no artificial ingredients. That's it. Just, simple. No artificial flavor enhancers, no artificial colors, no artificial preservatives. That's what I try to, provide. And yes, as you say, the choices are not as prevalent as they were years ago. Yes, the canned, kind of packaged product lines are really very difficult to come by, especially the canned products. There's only so many people doing canning, and there's even less people that are doing canning with all-natural ingredients, or at least no preservatives, that sort of thing. And most of those folks are pretty well tied up, and long lead times, don't know for sure what the inventory is. I'm a drop shipper myself. And so I want the foods to be shipped out directly from processors or canners or what have you. And so I want it fresh as possible. So I do not inventory. So I keep in touch with all of these processors, and of course, what we're going to talk about, and what we have talked about is, you know, assortments that are in fact packaged, pretty much in pouches into these plastic buckets, as opposed to cans, because it's just I cannot put a full assortment of canned products together at this point because there is so little available. And
yeah.
The word I use uncertainty in terms of the freeze-dried market and that sort of thing is volatility. It's very, very volatile. And all the years I started selling and using freeze-dried products when freeze-drying began back in basically the late 70s, when they were finally available, some people were doing freeze-drying and making it available commercially and so forth. So I go way, way back, and I've never seen it anything like this.
That was what we were discussing. You know how, you know, we were both involved back during Y2K, and that was a huge. That was just a huge thing about, and I remember there's like almost a media war going on. You know, covering up two different power plants that blew up in California. They kept that out of the media. Of course, the portents were that all the computers were going to default or have problems, and it was going to cause massive problems. And of course, it didn't manifest. And the problems that did manifest, you know, the media narrative was that this was all a hoax. Y2K was a hoax, and they covered up, you know, some of the more severe problems. But in the meantime, there was a massive amount of people ordering the two people for 2 year packages, four people for 4 year packages. And of course, back at that time, that was before pretty much the GMO foods were on the market. And so a lot of that stuff was more the natural foods. And some of the people that bought back then, I mean, you could, for $4,000, you could buy, you know, a canned package for, you know, four people for 4 years, that for $4,000, that was a lot of good food. Now that same package would cost $10,000, and it'd be hard to find, you know, chemical-free organic food in a package like that. So as we were visiting this the other day and talking about this, you know, what's available in the marketplace and how the market is so chaotic in a sense, the supply chain. And what's available, and how you just have to kind of configure on the fly, and what different distributors, you know, have, and to put together a package. And of course, you've done that. You know, you've got a package that we kind of did like we did before. You'll be able to drop ship this package for two people for 2 years or more. And with that, you know, I'm providing, you know, cases of the Swedish pollen extract, which is, you know, a case is usually about $360, so that no matter what you're eating, or even if you run out of food, you've at least got a full spectrum whole food concentrate and this nutraceutical grade royal jelly that is being used in drip IVs for immunotherapy all over the planet now. But, you know, I keep a low profile with it nutritionally, you know, in the powder that you can just a quarter of a teaspoon once or twice a day. In a survival situation, you might go to three times a day, but the idea is that it's an adaptogen and helps the body adapt to stress, and is the richest source of RNA, DNA, genetic material for genetic repair, and basically feeding the immune system, the endocrine system, and you can dissolve it under the tongue, and it'll provide neurotransmitter precursors for the brain, so that basically you're mentally and physically healthy with a supplement that we tossed in for free as part of the package. And this is what we did, I think back in Y2K we did that.
Yeah.
So I thought it'd be good to revisit that and see what we could come up with and offer that. Again, I don't think I've sold food reserves since then, Dennis, tell you the truth.
A lot of changed since Y2K. As you say, back in the Y2K days, it was can systems. They're out there, right? Some companies may have them, but they're hard to come by. And the thing for me has always been in these systems has been the blends. You know, sometimes you can go out there and you can find individual whatever, grains, beans, vegetables. But when it comes to blending dessert, breakfasts, lunches, entrees, soups, casseroles, whatever, that's where most of these companies fall down terribly.
Yeah.
And it's really too bad. What we talked about, of course, back in the Y2K days, there was canning. That seemed to be the way to do it. What has been the recent change in things has been pouches, larger quantity pouches, you know, maybe 8-10 serving pouches, and people will drop these pouches. These are the foil laminated, currently referred to as Mylar pouches. And I introduced the action absorber into the industry myself back about 30 years ago, and now it's a standard. Yeah, everybody in the industry uses oxygen absorbers, because that's, you know, oxidation is the issue with shelf life. It keeps products fresher longer, and that was always an issue back then, is how do you get the residual oxygen low? And now with the invention of the oxygen absorber, little sachets, little packets of basically iron oxide, it's wonderful. It can get it down really low. So they're dropping these pouches, these oxygen absorber packets, into the pouches, and then these pouches are getting dropped into basically plastic buckets. And given at a decent temperature, room temperature below, you can get a fairly long shelf life on these. And everybody, you got to be careful on what some people are telling you. You see up to 25 years, 30 years. Well, I don't know how many of us have ever eaten 25-year-old food.
That's depending on whether you're keeping it in a cool place or in a storage unit that gets really hot.
Yeah, so it's so now in we've talked about. So the question is, as you said, what's available now? I mean, sure, I deal a lot with in the industrial packaging, freeze dried, and other ingredients. You know, for small businesses, some people that do their own packaging, they'll buy a box of peas, corn, beef, whatever it is. But most folks would prefer, it just really depends on the individual, something that's already put together, blends.
A package.
So if you want to make dinner, you just add the pouch to the a pot of water and off you go, or breakfast or what have you. And so that's what you and I had talked about, to the situations back in Y2K days.
I think the food combining part that you talked about is really important, because the amino acid balance and doing that well. Of course, we talked about years ago, diet for a small planet and how to do amino acid balancing, and of course, food combining, so that you've got different plant sourced proteins, in a combination that's greater than the sum of the parts, so to speak.
Right.
Besides
whatever these these assortments are that are convenient, it sure wouldn't hurt for people to get some sprouting seeds. There you have some food, enzymes, all that sort of thing. And that's one thing I've learned after all these years when it comes to food reserves. Very individual requirements for each person. I mean, it's not really a one-size-fits-all. Some people try to make it that way, but if you consider the scenario that you're preparing for and what may be happening, how long are you going to be living? I mean, you talk about for a year, 2 years. I mean, that's a whole lifestyle change. This is not just, we have an emergency,
we have to
hang out for a couple of months. We're talking lifestyle change, and therefore there's other factors to put into consideration.
A lot of people, have had their guts torn up with GMO foods, and they need the non-gluten foods. They just can't handle that anymore. There's quite a few people in that case, and a lot of people don't want meat as part of their package. Some people, they want some freeze-dried meat, tuna, fish, or beef, or turkey, whatever, chicken. They want. And of course, there's always the organic criteria. Some people want that. Some people. So, you're you've got a long history and the ability to customize for different people, you know, that would call you. And I'm providing in the show notes your contact information at preparedirect.com and your phone number, whereby people can call you at PrepareDirect and discuss, you know, what you could do for them. And again, that's maybe listeners of the show and then my Cosmic Love list that I'll be sending the information with the show notes out to, that maybe only, you know, a relative few people will be interested or even able, you know, to order a food reserve package, with the idea that, you know, when you buy bulk like that, you're actually, your cost of your individual food items, individual meals, comes down compared to, of course, eating out now. So there is a point of, you know, bulk foods, you can save money as well as basically and eat it, you know, and it's not the kind of thing you have to wait till there's a crisis. A lot of people rotate their foods from their food reserve packages, and of course that's what we're supposed to do. So that's why you want to get food that you would want to eat, you know, that's custom personalized to your own, you know, body type and health needs. So
yeah, I totally agree, and this is something I personally, when I sell product, because I've been doing this a long time, and I know there's a lot of companies, and I've talked to them, I've been to the trade shows for years and years, and many of these folks are and even the individuals that we're talking to buying this, and I hate to say it, but it's just true, they buy this stuff and they'd say, boy, I hope I never have to see this product again. They just hide it and hope they never have to eat it, because it's not something they would normally eat anyway. But that was never my philosophy. You know, I came out of I was a manufacturer of all-natural backpacking camping foods. And when I developed all those products, it was, you know, Alpine Air Foods. And they're still out there. So, of course, a different owner at this point. But it was an all-natural, you know, no artificial ingredients. But those were products that were designed to be eaten. Obviously, if you're a backpacker, a camper, an expedition, whatever, you're getting it. You need the shelf stability. You need the convenience, the lightweight, and all the nutritional value of freeze-dried and instant and all that sort of thing. But you're eating it. You're subsisting on it. It's not supposed to be something that you are lacking in nutritional value. So that was always my philosophy. That's great. You eat it. It's good. And so that's the way I've done all of the emergency products I have. You know, don't hide them and hope you never see them again. The good news, they have long shelf lives, and maybe you don't need it right now, but there's all kinds of situations that come up. You may, you know, go camping, backpacking, or just, I forgot dinner, I'm out of food. You just grab a package of something and cook it or eat it, because it's familiar. It's not filled with a bunch of artificial stuff. As you say, it's stuff that you would not normally eat. So that's why, you know, I put together, and matter of fact, we were talking, and I'll go a little bit more just on some of these foods and how to store them and whatever. But when we talked and wanting to make available to your listeners and to your email lists these products again, because there's no doubt about it. You know what happened last year, the demand for preparedness products, it was greater than Y2K. It was amazing. Last year. It started, it started back in March and April. I couldn't get canned anything. Everybody was sold out. And some of the orders that I put in, and I think I might have mentioned this to you, when I ordered them back in March and April, they weren't even fulfilled till the fall. They were many months behind. Even Y2K wasn't that far behind, but last year was amazing. So what's happening, it kind of started building up again a little bit better, you know, around Christmas time, beginning of this year, wasn't too bad. It is getting tight again. Lead time.
I was going to say that it's almost like I have this sense that we're kind of in and that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you on the show today, is that we're kind of in the calm before the storm. When I say that, I mean that there's a lot of buzz on the internet about an imminent false flag.
Right,
and,
right.
Of course, that happens periodically anyway. But when I get a lot of that, and I'm thinking, oh, geez, well, what can I do to help readers out, you know, if there's something does happen? And, of course, you know, when it came up that the show today was going to be on 9/11, I immediately thought of you. And I thought this would be perfect to get Dennis on today, because every time we've come together, you know, it's been when there was either the post-crisis or pre-crisis or, you know, discussing, you know, what people can do, you know, practical, you know, be prepared, you know, hope and pray for the best, but, you know, prepare for the worst and prepare now so you don't have to prepare, you know, when nobody can. In other words, if there is a situation like you had last year where there was more signs that we got imminent economic collapse, crisis, not to mention Planet X flyby, which I don't see happening for maybe 3 to 5 years from my sources, but and that's a whole other subject. I mean, you know, that I've had people on the show that were experts on just that subject. And tell you the truth, it's just that's too abstract. Most people's thresholds of tolerance for fearsome stuff like that is very low. You know, they just can't hear it because most people are overwhelmed right now.
Yeah, you're bringing up. I'm just using that as an example and kind of move that into the whole preparedness and what's happening. The key word is uncertainty.
Uncertainty.
We're at a point where the uncertainty, even Y2K, yeah, there was some uncertainty there, but not like it is now. There was just one factor: computers going down, you know, its impact. But now there is so much uncertainty. There are so many factors coming to play at the same time. That the uncertainty is, and I think people just can't function in uncertainty, let alone business. You know this, in business, uncertainty is not your friend. It just doesn't work. And so this is something that people have to keep in mind, is that, yes, and that's causing, and interesting you should say about the storm, the calm before the storm. Trump back, oh goodness, I don't know, it was quite a while ago. It was well over a year ago, maybe.
Oh, I remember that.
2 years. He had all these military people there, and he said something about the storm. And somebody asked him, some reporter, something, what storm? He says, you'll see.
You'll see.
Just lifted at that. And that was from a kind of a political perspective, or who knows what else he knew or still knows. But yes, and I've seen this in a lot of posts and some of the alternative people I listen to, this idea of the perfect storm, a storm that is coming. I do feel that we are at a bit of a calm before the storm. And that's why, you know, it's interesting when you get together here and they say, my whole issue is not fear. It's just here's the facts, folks. If you feel motivated, wonderful. If you don't, that's fine, too. So we got together. So here's what's available. There's a lot of people wondering, well, what cans are just not happening at this point. That's just the reality of it. I can't get any consistency on it or talk about uncertainty. So I have a company that I have been working with since they began now, and I can't remember how long many years it's been, 5 years, 6, 7, 8 years, maybe 10 years. It's been a long time.
And you're one of the better ones.
They are. Their entire line is additive, artificial, additive free. They're one of the only companies that is that way, and they do the pouches. The company's called Numana.
Uh huh.
And you mentioned earlier about a diversity depending on, a person's needs and so forth. They have some very unique assortments available. Or they do have an organic assortment. They have an assortment of just ready-to-eat foods, entrees and breakfast. And then they even have an assortment, they call it the Defender Pack, that does have some individual products in it, like for sprouting or for extra protein or what have you.
Yeah.
They have a number of different things. They have a gluten-free assortment. And so I like that company because they are very conscientious. In fact, the only company I know of that puts together an assortment for preparedness that's an organic assortment, too. So they have that available for people that want it. Anyway, they have these options out there. And so I think when you and I talked about it, that's probably at this point the best deal. And also they, you know, stored properly. They use the oxygen absorbers. They use the foil pouches and so forth, put them in a bucket. And, yeah, I can, depending on how temperature and so forth, they can last up to 25 years at least. It just really depends. So that's the company that I think suits what you wanted to accomplish and what we wanted to offer your folks. And so here's the best way of doing that. You mentioned the notes. And, you know, I'm a great believer in working directly with people. I've been doing it for so long. And I've gotten so many calls, and so many people have different issues, you know, gluten-free. My husband weighs 250 pounds. I weigh 98. My kids are just 10 years old. And so the different needs, you're not going to eat the same thing. And so what I like to do is just kind of adjust and have a special assortment to fulfill the needs of people. And I think that's the best way, using these various products I just mentioned as a basis. They're all you know, in these buckets. They're about, it just depends, somewhere between 2 weeks and a month per bucket. And then we can just give some variety and so forth. But the best way to deal with that is to really have folks that are serious about, you know, year supply or 6 months or 2 years, to really get a hold of me directly. They let me know what their needs are. You know, we've had a lot of people I've talked to where they'll call me up and say, well, my spouse can't eat gluten, but I don't care. Or I like meat, and my spouse is a vegetarian. And so that's where one size doesn't necessarily fit all. And that's why this particular brand, since their units, their buckets, are smaller, you can kind of create with different, you know, a gluten-free bucket, a meat bucket, whatever, organic, whatever people's needs are, and then just go from there depending on the length
of time. So basically what we're talking about, what you can offer, is that people can email you at specialoffer@preparedirect.com, for example.
Yeah, that would be the email, special offer.
That would be the email where they can get in touch with you. Of course, you know, the phone number. If they have questions, they can, you know, talk about they can contact you through the special offer that we discussed today, where you can put together a package, you can drop ship it, and it'll be with you. This includes the shipping.
Oh yeah, exactly. Free shipping what we offer, right?
And there's that includes the shipping, and that when you get approximately a package, you know, at least two people for 2 years, for example, you would get like a case of the pollen extract, which is like worth about $360 at wholesale, not to mention retail. But you would get that case of the pollen extract, you know, to help keep the immune system strong. Then, of course, that can be used in the meantime, you know, because we don't know. Most people are under such extreme stress these days. To have a stress modulator or an adaptogen that you're taking that helps the body adapt to stress, it's got its own value. But so people can contact you through that special offer at preparedirect.com. They can be providing the phone number in the show notes, and the direct email, I should say. And and then they can basically discuss with you if they're going to get a four-year package for four people or something like that. They would get two cases of pollen extract.
Right.
And anyway, they can configure it. They can customize it with what's available.
Exactly. And matter of fact, if people were to go on the site now and say, I will work with folks to customize if they don't want it, they'll see some of these Numana buckets. They go to three packs, six packs, all the way up to 36 packs. And if you think about it, and that's just one item. Of course, we can mix and match and do whatever is necessary. But if people are having some idea of what the pricing might be, I went on the site. There's for all the Numana products, there's their list prices. In other words, if you go to them or where everybody else, that's what the list price is. Then there's our normal price, which is discounted. And then I put on there even another discount, which I call the sale price, for people to so they get some idea of what these units would cost. That's what their, their price would be, the sale price. It's a significant discount from, three layers down. There's a list price, our normal price, and then there's the sale price.
Well, it's a special offer price you're providing.
And
what,
that's
about
the special
10%
offer
10%
price, right. And I put it on right on the site so people could see it. And so when we configure different assortments, I'll take 3 of those, 10 of those, 20 of these, whatever, they'll know what their price is. And then, of course, as you said, free shipping and then your offer. So that'll help people, and that's the company, I think, best suited for the situation it is now. And, some of these folks say, oh, this is all great, and I'll also want a case of chicken or something, a 15-pound. Well, we can, put that in there, too. But we can, I'm flexible. And that's what I do, and that's why I enjoy talking to people directly, because everybody has different needs, especially in the volumes that you're offering folks. I think if you're going to invest in a year's, 2 years' supply worth of food, I think you should, and this is my opinion, a person should be able to ask questions and feel very confident that
they're getting
what
something
they're getting
that they can eat.
Is really, valuable. Exactly. They can eat at any time. They don't. Their kids are going to be fine. They can have any artificial stuff in it. And I think that's the best deal right now that's available. And I say, I know all the coming. I know what's going on out there. And I think given what you wanted to accomplish and what we wanted to accomplish for your listeners, that's probably the best way to go. And I would get into more details to individuals. They may have special situations, and they may have I get so many questions. What's happening here? What's happening there? Is the industry going through? As you say, volatility is the uncertainty and volatility. And at this point, the prices are what they are. I'm not sure. They're going up all the time, and so that's just something to keep in mind. That's nothing new. You see that? It's in your grocery store or something. It's just. Happening.
I'm trying to keep my finger on the pulse, and of course where the listenership, readership is, my blog and my show, and I try to tune into where people are at, and I realize that most people are just, they're living week to week or month to month, or they're and everyone's kind of apprehensive. There's, I think, anxiety disorder has become the new normal, and because of that, there's a level of apprehension as for the future, and we don't know what's going to happen. And of course, there's a converging of all of this, and it's almost like in the cosmic scheme of things. I like to look at the big picture, like we're looking at the hero's journey, and where the hero goes on this journey and it goes in, fights the dragons and slays, the dark forces of evil, and then finally there turns around and he makes the journey home. Well, we're still, slogging away at the, of the dragons, you might say.
Right.
And there's all of these dragons. I mean, it's like there's all of these social, political, and economic chaos factors, and of course you can see there's a lot of willful intent to create the create it. It's the old dialectic, create a crisis, manage a crisis, and create a new order, and of course the new order is going to be the divine plan of the new order is the golden age, the golden Aquarian age, quantum healing technologies, quantum free energy technology. We're on the cusp of all that, and And that's coming. Then, of course, in the meantime, all the forces that are deeply entrenched that have been profiting from the creation and management of scarcity, scarcity economics with just energy, with health, with oil. I mean, just everything. You know that they profit from disease. They call it disaster capitalism, war, blow things up and then build them up and then blow them up some more. And it's like, this is the dragon that's being slain. People are waking up to this problem.
It's interesting you should mention that as a kind of the metaphor for what's going on. As you well know, my background, I very much feel that there's a great deal of truth in biblical works. Well, Ephesians 6 is exactly what you're talking about. We're in a spiritual warfare here.
Yep.
I mean, it's everybody has different philosophies or different perspectives as to what's good and evil. But yeah, and I'm no fool myself. There's good and there's evil. I'm sorry, everybody. Most people probably feel that way, and whatever. Anyway, so we're in a spiritual warfare situation, and that's why also a lot of people just don't understand what's going on. It makes no sense from a human point of view, from a natural point of view. But when you're dealing with spiritual warfare, we're dealing with the dragons and the issues that are very difficult to figure out. And the battle is not with flesh and blood; it's in the spiritual realm. So,
well, that's true.
I am very optimistic. We know who wins in the end. It's just during this battle of going down the road, slaying dragons before we can turn around. It's very uncertain, and it's pretty significant. Well, it's not fun, but guess what? That's the time we are here in our evolution or our point in time.
Well, cosmic love wins in the end, and Revelations
sure
is the great awakening, and there's Armageddon in the process, and
of fun things are going
to
happen.
We're going to have to do a wrap here. Dennis, I want to thank you for coming on the show. I'm going to remind everyone, that they can go to the show notes and contact Dennis and get more information and tune into, what they might
need. Yeah, you've got my phone number there in those notes. They can give me a call or email me.
Yep. So thank you, Dennis, for coming on the show today. Everybody, keep the faith. See the good.
Thank you.
You bet.
Yeah, and always don't look into the dark side. There's light, and that's...
Yeah, more light and love, easier and faster. That's my motto, and I'm sticking to it.
That's right.
All right, well, thanks,
okay.
Dennis.
Thanks a lot, Christopher.
Thank you, everyone, for listening. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Bye for now.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening. The Cosmic Love.